I'm a ball hard, he can't take me. I'ma cross over and break your ankles. I'm a highlight. Now watch me shine, watch me shine, watch me shine.
Nothing's given to you, so you went out and earned it. Were you surprised at all that you won the starting job?
I was very surprised, I could say, because, you know, one thing about it, it's a lot of competition in that secondary room, you know, and you just got to come in and day out. And it brings me back to a time I remember when Coach Fox, he told us in the huddle, he was like, hey, man, it's either you're getting worse or you're getting better. No one stays the same. So I took that around with, like, I need to get better at something every day. And one of the big things for coming to college here that everyone said was my tackling, playing the run. And that's something I tried to work on. You know I had the ball skills in the back end.
Did you think that was legit, that criticism?
I really didn't think it was legit, but I knew why everyone was saying it. You know, and it was something I wanted to show people, like, man, y'all don't know what y'all talking about. You know, I want to prove everyone wrong, so.
Lauderdale Lakes, that's, you know, in South Florida. Not the easiest place for you right then, right, and to grow up there, right?
I mean, it's a lot of things, distractions, you know, violence, especially close to home. You know, you really got to keep a clear mind and stay on the right track.
How'd you do that?
You know, my dad always laid a foundation down the painting that example for us instead of just telling us. He showed us, you know, because he got in trouble and then he went back and got his degree and everything like that. So we looked at it like, he can do it. We can do it.
Was there a lineage of trouble that always stopped and it avoided you?
A lot of people don't know, but I ended up running into some trouble, you know, my sophomore year of high school. And I ended up getting in trouble, get arrested before twice. Yeah, so I was hanging with the wrong crowd, you know, around the wrong guys. Skipping class, not doing
work. You bought into the temptation.
Yeah, exactly.
What was the moment it turned then?
It was one day I get a call from my aunt, and it was really heartbreaking because she told me, like, your mom called me crying. So I said she felt like she was failing as a parent. So I was like, man, I went to my mom's room the next day. I told her, like, mom, you ain't failing. You did everything you're supposed to do. And I love you, and I promised I was going to turn it around, and that's what I did.
How did you then turn away from that and not continue on that path?
It was football. I was always passionate about football, so.
Do you feel blessed that you were able to stay out of that cycle of trouble and really work towards your passion, which is the game?
I felt very blessed. Like I said, my big brother, he was a 5-star, like number 2 safety coming out of Florida.
Really?
And I just looked at him, and when he had it, he was on top. It's like everybody was there. He had all his friends. When everything went left, no one was there except for family. So I looked at that and use that as my motivation.
So you get to Alabama and you get Nick Saban. He's serious business. Was it a great fit for you personally, given what you had gone through?
Most definitely. Especially with Coach Saban. He cares about you on and off the field. One thing he talked about is character. You know, being respectable, having respect. I had that father figure away from home, and that's what I saw in him.
I've read that at Alabama, once you start to feel a little bit more comfortable, you will hold guys accountable. You hold teammates accountable.
That's me 100%. You know, that's something we live by. We bought it into the system at Bama. So it's like, when you start making plays and you get to that level where you feel like, all right, now I want guys to hold me accountable. So now I'm going to start holding you accountable. And I feel like if everyone has that type of mindset, the players with that chip on their shoulder, man, the future's looking bright.